This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Well, today in this episode, I'm going to discuss domestic violence. And the previous episode also, I discussed domestic violence. I gave a definition of domestic violence, and I said that domestic violence is a reality. It's undeniable, and it is one of the evil phenomena that exist in our society. And of course, it's not particular to the Muslim community. Domestic violence exists everywhere. Some are the perpetrators of domestic violence, and others are obviously the victims. And when we talk of domestic violence, we usually mean that men are the people and the ones who are responsible for the domestic violence, and women are the victims. The children are the victims. They are the ones who suffer most in the family environment. Brothers and sisters, there is an ayah in the Quran. I read this ayah in the previous episode. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءً بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Now look at this verse. This verse clearly indicates that we need to deal other people justly, and the hatred for other people should not make us turn away from justice. We need to fear Allah, and Allah is aware of what we do. This is verse 8 of chapter 5.
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You're listening to For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio.
Now there's another verse. It is verse 135 of chapter 4. Believers, be maintainers of justice and witnesses of Allah, even though it is against yourself, your parents, or your kinsmen, whether he is rich or poor. Allah has more rights over both of them, over the parents and over your father and mother, over your children. So do not follow desires so that you are not just. If you twist or turn, Allah is aware of what you do. Dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about domestic violence. And domestic violence means, as I offer the definition of domestic violence, according to the dictionary, is the inflicting of physical injury by one family or household member on another household member or another family member. It is actually a repeated or habitual pattern of such behavior. So that was the definition, but we need to understand that in this time around, with some men committing violence against their wives, against their sisters, against the weaker members of the family, Now, hitting, sometimes even using force, sometimes doing acts which are inhuman. So, first of all, according to speaking from a religious perspective, speaking from a legal perspective, of course, it is not permissible for anyone to hit another person. It's not permissible for the man in the family to beat his wife, to hit his children in such a way that his act of beating leaves bruises or scars on the body of those people in his family. If a person hits another person on the face and his skin turns red, according to fiqh, according to Islamic jurisprudence, it is necessary for the person to give blood money. It is necessary for him to give diyah, which has been translated into blood money or atonement, or there are different words which are used to translate diyah, of course. So, if a person hits someone on the face and his skin turns red, he should give 1.5 dinars to the victim. And 1 dinar is, of course, equal to 3.5 grams of gold. This is one. And if he beats him or her on the body and his body turns red, then, of course, he has to give half of the same amount. So on the face, he has to give 1.5 dinars. And then if he hits someone on the body and the body becomes red, he should give half of that amount to the victim as blood money. And of course, if the body turns green, the blood money is 3 dinars on the face, of course. If it is on the body, if the body turns green, then the blood money is 1.5. It is half of that. If it is half of the blood money of the face. And if the face turns black, the blood money is 6 dinars. And of course, it is half of it on the body.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Generally speaking, the blood money of the face is twice the blood money of the body. Now, as I told you, 1 dinar is equal to 3.5 grams of gold. Anything other than gold, according to many religious authorities, does not suffice as an obligatory precaution, and it's permissible, of course, to compromise on the diyah amount. And this is what the religious authorities have said. And of course, those people who are in the habit of committing violence in the family, they should know that if they hit their wives or their children or anyone and in the family or anyone outside the family, then this is the amount of the atonement. This is the amount of the blood money which he should pay and he should give in order to relieve himself of the responsibility. Otherwise, if he does not pay it, obviously then he is liable, he is responsible, and he is indebted to that person. Many religious authorities have said that men is not allowed to beat their wives. And of course, beating has been translated into something which we will discuss in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for this program. Inshallah, we listen to other episode of this program, For a Better Life, same time, same channel. Fi amanillah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.